Hi, thanks so much for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. University of Malaya's political analyst, Dr. Hamidin Hamid, joins us on the line now to share his views on day one of the special sitting of Dewan Rakyat. Dr. Hamidin, thank you for joining us today. And I'm just wondering what you made of that shocking revelation today that the government had decided 5 days ago to void all 6 emergency ordinances.
Hi, Melissa. Hi, Shura. Thank you. Thank you for having me tonight. Yes. In regard to your question, Melissa, I'm still pinching myself, actually, asking myself, where am I at this particular moment of history? Because it's really much a deja vu for me almost 30 years ago when I lived in Africa doing my research in African history. And what's happened in some particular African state is happening in my own country now, where to some extent there is no regard of law and rules and regulation, particularly in terms of what happened in the parliament today. So it is a shock in my point of view, where all the conventions, all the tradition of rules and regulation, especially in terms of the parliamentary process, were totally ignored today by the government of the day.
So, Hamidin, one of the great mysteries was if the government had, in fact, revoked or made a decision to revoke these ordinances 5 days ago, why in the order of things to be debated or papers to be laid before the House were those ordinances, presumably already revoked, put there? And so there seems to be these contradictions in the narrative that the law minister has put out, and the timeline doesn't work. I mean, how do you make sense of that particular factoid?
If we really follow the debate from the first opening of by the speaker at Harun. In the morning, we noticed that governments are very much not in a good position in defending not to call for votes for any of the usul, and also being questioned about the agenda of the parliament and how it's contradicted the constitutions of the country. I think you can see that most of the heated debate in terms of that. For us, for analysts, we are very much what happened today create a lot more question in regard to that. We are very much questioning, is this a part of strategy? If that's so, how and why? As you said just now, nothing out of the blue suddenly Takiuddin announced that everything was annulled, but on the 21st. And interestingly, in my point of view, Howard just now mentioned, and most of the people also in the social media, even some experts in legal framework of the country indicate that's the only Yandip Tuan Agong. It must be gazetted. It must be by the AG. And all those process was not even, we didn't see that thing happen. So with that, does that really affect what been declared by Takiuddin?
Can I just ask you, so the opposition has called for the debate and the voting of the emergency ordinances, have cited how dangerous it is that emergency ordinances may even continue after 6 months after the emergency ends. So now that the government has announced, it has decided to annul the emergency ordinances and to end emergency on August 1st, why isn't that welcomed news?
I think it's not so much the welcome news that we are talking, Melissa. I think it's about the whole things of a democracy. This is where the supremacy of parliament is very important for us to create a legitimate government, legitimate a way of ruling the country. So this is very much what happened today is where the executive, especially the cabinet, really undermined the supremacy of parliament. Which I think is very bring us to the very much a very not good trajectory in the future. So in my point of view, what happened with Takiuddin announcement is very much indicate that governments of the day today is very much not comfortable with any effort to have a voting in the parliament. I think this is very much a clear indication that government have no majority. So because of that, in my point of view, they are willing to pull a carpet under the leg of opposition by declaring, in my point of view, all the ordinance was null and void by the 21st.
Hamidan, one of the other aspects of today's thing was actually the recovery plan. The Prime Minister did say he wanted to unite all lawmakers in an effort to deal with the crisis. But at the same time, he left the chamber and left it to the finance minister. That seemed to go, was that proper? I mean, was it odd to you that the Prime Minister would leave the chamber? Yeah.
I think that Tun Ibrahim was rightly point out that it is first time in Malaysian history where Prime Minister delegates his own responsibility. In my point of view, Tan Sri Muhyiddin should stay and answer and really stand as the Prime Minister, show his leadership, show his charisma as a leader of the government, that he is the one that responsible. Remember, he is the Prime Minister. But because of that, in my point of view, it gave a very big question mark about his ability not only to control his cabinet, but also to face the opposition. So this is show that he is a very much not in the in the good and strong position to face whatever happened in the parliament.
Hamidin, you know, some critics have pointed to the toxic tone that was demonstrated in Parliament today, and I'm just wondering whether this is a precursor for the next four days of the parliamentary sitting. Will the next 4 days even matter given the bombshell that was dropped on us this morning?
Okay, I do expect a lot more bomb will be dropped in the next couple of days. I think I do believe that governments are very much in a desperate move to make sure that everything have to fall to their side without have to do the voting of the matters, which in my point of view we make a very small room for them to maneuver. I think so. This is where the government really have to be careful. If they call another tacky move, I'm afraid it will give them not many choice in the future.
What do you see happening in September? Has the government just, as it were, kicked the can down the road? It will have to confront an open parliament in September, and there maybe it will meet its Waterloo.
Yeah, I think this is very much a prelude to what we expect going to happen in September, when the so-called the quote-unquote the real parliament sittings going to happen. And in my point of view, with these situations, not only Bersatu, but even UMNO itself, I think it will really much put a question mark about the ability of the government to defend their decision. So with that, in my point of view, please fasten your seatbelt, Chirag. It's going to be a lot more bumpy ride leading to September.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Hamidin. That was political analyst Dr. Hamidin Hamid. That's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin, signing off for the evening.
Thank you so much for watching. Good night.